Prospecting. Prospecting's in your blood, or it isn't. On a weekday at the beach, Neil prospects. Joe knits. Scott pulls his hat down and lays back against a dune and watches kite surfers move across the water. The wind is blowing, but it's better here than in the frigid north, where a cold front moves down and throws a wet blanket over the northeast, midwest, and south. At the tip of Texas, almost as far south as Florida, we are not immune from restless weather. Palm trees rustle, clouds hang like a boxer's black eye, fog lounges on street corners like a thug. Prospecting takes patience. It isn't long till our prospector comes back with his find. He pulls out scrap, beer cans, foil, pop tops, and wire. Then out of his front shirt pocket he brings the coup de grace, a corroded copper penny. You know there are gold doubloons and pieces of eight not far from where this penny was found. Newspaper reports of gold doubloons found by farmers from Ohio, walking on the beach, surface every so many years. Hope supported by facts is more than enough reason to prospect here.